Thank you for calling customer support. On returning your call, my name is Kiara. How may I help you?
Well, thank you for picking up, Kiara. I know it must be your time. It must be close to closing somewhere. Where are you?
No, ma'am. We're 24 hours. We're open 366 days a year.
Well, that recording keeps saying it might be too late in your area for a callback. Okay. This is about a charge that they just called me from, a fraud alert on my account, that you were charging, the total appliance was charging $39.95 on my account for something I have no idea what. I did not make any purchase with you today, and I don't know what they're trying to do, but I'm not going to go for it. So can you tell me what they think I'm purchasing today?
Yes, ma'am. May I please have your zip code?
92307.
Thank you. I'm so ready to get off work. How's your day going?
Well, I'm about midday. I got a couple hours left of it.
It's 6 o'clock where I'm at.
And it's 4 o'clock in California.
Oh.
I get off at 6 also.
I get off at 7. Another hour to go.
Well, if it had to be fun, they wouldn't pay us for it.
Yeah, the time went back, so it just go very, very slow.
Yeah.
Can I have your first and last name?
Linda Martin.
Thank you. Can you verify the address for me for security purposes?
19968 Hayter Road, Apple Valley, California. Does this have anything to do with the little tiny backpack that I paid shipping on as a free gift?
Yes,
well,
ma'am.
It wasn't free if they're charging me for it, and I certainly wouldn't pay $40 for it.
It
I'm
was
sorry,
free,
I paid
ma'am.
$7.99, huh?
Yes, ma'am. It was free. I'm waiting for your account to load to make sure I give you the right information. So
okay.
I'm just waiting for that to load.
I didn't authorize anything else. I wasn't buying anything else. I don't know what they've tried to put on my account. But now my card is frozen at Christmas because of this, so I'm not a happy camper. We have to resolve it.
Okay. So, yeah, you pay shipping and handling $7.95 on December 4th
right.
for a technical bag. And by you making the charge, those terms and conditions stated that if you do not call in to cancel your account, you will be charged monthly for the discount membership. And in return, you will receive a $125 voucher to use at their online savings store where you can purchase things at a discounted price.
I don't want that. I never read that in any kind of terms or conditions.
Well, ma'am, they never did. All those 6732 was declined. So I could just cancel that account out for you so they won't be able to charge you anymore in the future.
Well, please, I want to take this $39.95 off. I'm not paying for it. I've already got the bank on speed dial.
I
call them back and tell them.
Okay, ma'am, that was also declined as well. All of those were declined. The only one that went through was for the shipping and handling.
Really?
Yes, ma'am, they were declined.
Okay, well, they tried to hit my account because Flagstar called me and said, hey, they're charging you $39.95 and had me call you, so okay. If you say it's declined, that's good. All right, well, I'll call them. Bank back and telling me that it wasn't going through?
Yes, ma'am. Sometimes your bank will do that if they like suspect any suspicious activities or unusual activity that you probably wouldn't make or haven't made recently in the past. Or sometimes our system will do that sometimes. But yeah, all of those were declined. They tried to charge you December 10th, the 11th, the 12th, and today.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Well,
more Christmas money for you.
Flagstar says, now Flagstar pops up with something. Goodness, they should have called me on the 10th. All right, well, Kiara, thank you. Hope you have a nice holiday. And I'm going to go waste some more of this California sunshine.
You too, ma'am. And thank you for calling Custom Support. You enjoy the rest of your day. Merry Christmas. Be safe.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.